We have had persons that are seen at the hospital, as well as we have counselors on the ground in the varying communities from North Union all the way up to Fancy. So it has been an ongoing process, and we would expect that this process is not going to be quieted anytime soon. Because even after persons are discharged from the hospital, we still need to do the follow-ups, and we need to make sure that persons are readjusted into their new reality. We are prepared, you know, to assist as best as we can. And there have been persons who have been coming forward to volunteer their services and to, if even it is to just sit with persons as a means of comfort, that is also quite helpful. So we have the persons available to assist, and so far, so good, we are doing okay. There's first the initial shock. What just happened? That you have to come to terms with, okay, we were in this accident, this happened, these are the persons who survived, these persons died, these persons are still missing. Okay, so persons start asking the question, what could we have done differently? If I did this, would this have changed this outcome? Some persons blame themselves about not being able to help other persons. And they have to, you know, battle with that sense of guilt about not being able to help, whilst they're already dealing with the fact that they have themselves been wounded. So it's quite a bit going on. And when you come from a close-knitted community like Fancy, you realize that most persons are related. If they're not related, they would have grown up together, so they have some close-knitted relationship.